So let's bring in Mike Cozzi with sports. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
So, yesterday, Mike, before we get to anything else, yesterday there was a reunion for a radio station I used to work for in Kingston. So it started at 4, and so I wanted to get over there. So I had to leave my house by 2 o'clock. And when I got home from work, because I worked in the morning, and showered and got dressed and came out, I said, I'll watch a few minutes of the Giant game. Well, of course, where I live, the Giants were not on anywhere because it was a CBS game and they carried the New England game because that's just what happens. So I get in my car and I go to this event and I get back home about 7 o'clock. Maybe I've been doing it all wrong. Maybe I should just stay away from the TV because the Giants actually won. I missed it, Mike. I missed their win.
Big deal.
I know, but I mean I missed it. I've lived through all the horrors, and I missed the win.
Well, anyway. Did you wake up this morning?
Yeah, I did.
Then it made no difference in your life.
A little. Well, anyway.
If watching the Giants beat the Dolphins would have done something for you, you need more activity.
Well, that's never been a doubt. That statement has never been in doubt. All right, so let's go. How did we fare in our NFL picks?
We both won with New England. You won with Green Bay. I won with Seattle, and we lost with San Francisco.
In the last millisecond.
They lost 3 games on the last play of the game.
Yeah.
But the NFL, if you watch the end of the 49er game, it just epitomizes what's wrong with the NFL. It took them probably 8 minutes to play the last 8 seconds. There was one play in the end zone where it was clear the guy didn't catch the ball. They called it a touchdown. They had to overrule it. And then gave him 4 seconds for another play, and they threw a pass, which fell short of the end zone. But if you look, you could see the tip of the ball in somewhere on the player's body. The tip of the ball touches the line about 5 feet above the line, so therefore it's a touchdown, while he was tackled on the 1. So, you know, the inconsistency of the rules of football cost the 49ers a game yesterday. But they deserved to lose because they had the game pretty well in hand and let a team that's 4-9 come back on them.
So who do you think is going to coach Cleveland next year? They're out of the playoffs, and they're now 5, and I think it's 5-8 or 5.
Who's going to coach Cleveland next year?
Yeah.
I got a better question than that.
Yeah.
Do you care who coaches Cleveland next year?
No, not really. How about Seattle? Don't they have the best record in the NFC now?
Well, they're tied with the 49ers, but because they beat them with a field goal on the last play in overtime, they have the tiebreaker. But they play each other the last game of the season, so if they go back into that game tied, whoever wins that game has the number 1 seed, and whoever doesn't is the number 5 seed. While the Cowboys or the Eagles, who are struggling around 500, they'll get a home game, and one of those 2 teams won't.
I know, pretty amazing, yeah.
Yeah, the NFL's a joke. Who cares? Like I said, somewhere in the NFL offices in New York, there's an envelope with the winner of the Super Bowl with probably the exact score of the game.
Okay.
Just like for WrestleMania 2020, there's an envelope with who's going to win the wrestling championship. See my point?
Yep, I get your point. Any baseball news over the weekend surprise you?
Yeah. Yeah, Corey Kluber. The Indians are cleaning house.
Yeah.
They got rid of their 2 best pitchers since the end of last year. So I guess Lindor is gettable. Somebody's going to get Lindor. I can't see them holding on to him, and I can't see him wanting to be there when they're bailing out. I mean, if you're one of the best players in the league, the last thing you want to do is be on a team that's going to barely be able to tread water. So I guess the fire sale with the Indians continues. Why? I don't know. I don't understand things like this. Like when teams have players in position to make a move and they get rid of them to make themselves worse, to get themselves better, It doesn't make much sense to me. Another one, Madison Bumgarner left to go to Arizona. I'm surprised he went to Arizona because I don't think Arizona is much of a contender. He got $85,000 for 5 years, which is a pretty decent price for him.
$85 million
on the back end of his $85 million for 5 years. He's on the back end of his career, so see what happens. But yeah, those are two big names that moved, and in a head scratcher, Rendon, he went to the Angels, right?
Yeah.
Now, where do the Angels play?
California.
What town?
Los Angeles.
But he didn't want to go to the Dodgers because of the Hollywood lifestyle. Where are you playing, bonehead?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's a pretty bad statement. That's like saying, well, you know, I'm going to play for the Nets because I don't want to play in New York.
Yeah. Right.
Are you kidding me?
They're in Brooklyn. They're not in New York.
Well, yeah, that's just like, you know, the Angels are in Anaheim. They're not in Los Angeles. It's the same thing.
Yes, right.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah,
but two big names moved. And, you know, like I said, I guess there's a couple more players on Cleveland that can help some teams that are definitely going to get moved out of there by before the end of the year. Really surprised to see that. Cleveland was bad for so long, and then when they built the new stadium, they became relevant. And here and there, on and off, they've been pretty good. And now they're just getting rid of everybody. I don't know. It's tough to be an Indian fan this morning.
All right. Well, not much else to talk about.
Not really.
I could tell you that Tiger Woods captained the U.S. team that won the President's Cup.
Can we rip the NFL some more?
Sure.
Did you? What took place Saturday? Army Navy, right?
Yep.
What else was on TV as far as sports go? Nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Why didn't the NFL play Saturday? Didn't they usually play two Saturdays? I remember they used to play the last two Saturdays,
yeah.
But now that they want every game to be relevant on the last game of the last weekend of the season, yeah, like that really matters. They had a big opportunity to get a big market on Saturday.
Yeah.
They didn't have one game played. They got three this Saturday, but they had none last week when the only football game on earth was the Army-Navy game. Not knocking Army-Navy,
no. But...
You know, there was a lot of opportunity for the NFL to show their product this weekend.
And congratulations to the LSU quarterback, the Heisman.
Oh, man, what a landslide. Yeah. The biggest differential ever, the highest percentage of number one votes. It was everything. And I watched it. And, man, was this kid humble. They need more players like that kid in football.
Yeah, no, he
broke down like five times while he was giving a speech. Yeah. And he gave kudos to Ohio State where he started, and not in a bad way. Not like saying, well, I want to thank Ohio State for letting me go to a... No, it wasn't like that. He thanked Ohio State for giving him the opportunity and to get him on the path to be what he was. And, man, he loves Ed Ogeron, let me tell you something.
Well, good for him. He looks like a good kid, and I'm a big fan of LSU this year. So,
yeah, and it looks like if things go according to the way the prognosticators say, we're gonna get that game we want, LSU and Clemson, Tiger versus Tiger. So, but you know, you got to play the games and all of that stuff. But that would epitomize this season for college football having the two best teams in it.